Well, hey friends, what's up? Chris Gillibo here, your host. This week, I am in Austin, Texas. I'm hosting Neurodiversion 26. It's my new event for neurodivergence of all types, people who identify with ADHD, autism, other types of neurodivergence, or parents, partners, friends, educators, clinicians, therapists, anybody in the whole broad community of neurodivergence. That's what it's all about. I started it last year, Neurodiversion 25, and here we are a year later doing it again. So I'm excited about that. We've got a public expo taking place on Saturday. Anybody in the area is welcome to come by. Neurodiversion.org to learn more, or Neurodiversion Event on Instagram. Follow and see photos, videos, stories, etc. But of course, the show continues to roll out as well. Today, I've got a question. Can I use other people's recipes in my children's ebook? So this listener, I think they're in Australia. They've got a YouTube channel. They want to write a related ebook that features recipes for kids. So she's wondering, like, when is it okay to borrow or derive creative inspiration from something that you find online, which we all do to some degree. And when is it just stealing or plagiarism, which is not cool, okay? So let's talk about it. Can she borrow and rename recipes she finds online? I'm going to do my best to give her a helpful answer. Stay tuned for her question and that answer.
Hi, Chris. This is Carol Grant-Smith from Sydney, Australia. I've been listening to your show right from the beginning. I was unemployed then, and then I did work in between, and I'm unemployed now again. I've tried several side hustles over the years. I haven't managed to monetize them as yet. I've tried a book club and board game group. I had some success. I've started a YouTube channel for foodie phonics lessons for children and have a few followers. Most recently, I have self-published an ebook for children. My question is, am I able to use recipes that I find on the internet and rename them for my use in my book at the back so that I can use the link for readers to contact me? I look forward to your response, and thanks for all the inspiration. Cheers.
Hey, Cal, thanks for reaching out. Thanks for the question, and well done on your YouTube channel. Sounds great. I love the idea of the ebook and the recipes and all that kind of stuff. But to look at this question of when it's okay to steal or borrow or derive, and when it actually is stealing, it's a bit of a gray area since recipes can be so common. But the best answer is you would need to contact the recipe's author or creator for permission, unless it's clearly something in the public domain. Now, that said, a lot of recipes can be pretty simple. Okay. So if you're making souffles or cassoulets or something that's either complicated or somewhat unique, like where a chef has clearly created that recipe, then that is something that you should not steal or borrow. But, you know, because so many recipes are rudimentary and copied over and over in different cookbooks or websites, for those, I think you are okay with putting your own twist on it, renaming it as you suggest. So, you know, you could have Cal's Magical Mac and Cheese, Farm to Table Foodie Phonics Fruit Salad, or Foodie Phonics Fairy Bread. I just came up with those. You probably got some better names, but feel free to steal or borrow those. At least the titles, you're on your own for the recipes themselves, but I think you know what to do. And again, good work on the project. Listeners, let me know what you think. If you have a question, a comment, sidehustleschool.com. 3,300 plus episodes available for free download, free streaming on the website, sidehustleschool.com once again. And of course, the new episodes are dropping every day, 7 days a week, always completely free. Thank you for being out there. My name is Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.